Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy Sage.
And I'm Aileen Drexler.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
Welcome back to At Betches. And welcome back, you guys, from the trip. Alexa recently just posted her picture. She was like the last one, and I wanted to comment, like, wait, what trip is this? But I didn't want anyone to be offended.
I wouldn't be offended. I think a running joke of our trips, our trips, is that there's an 8 camera angle to every
shot.
360.
And then everyone posts the same pics.
And you repost everyone, yeah. Now you got to see it as an observer. How was it? usually you're part of it. So see how annoying it was as an outsider.
It wasn't probably that annoying.
Isn't every bachelorette kind of an 8 camera shoot? Like, why would ours be any different?
I assume people don't follow every single one of us and all of our friends. Well, maybe they do, but...
Right, but isn't every bachelorette sort of filmed in that style? Like, everyone takes the same pictures.
No, but I think the annoying part is the reposting of everyone's stories. Like, that
I could see that. I think that's annoying if you follow, if you're someone like you, or like
but it wasn't
Mike,
annoying for me.
Who says this too, after every trip we go on, who follows every single person on the trip. But like, most people, I would say, like, that's like, maybe 20, 30 normal people, and everyone else probably follows one or two people on the trip.
Yeah,
so they get
a
two camera angle.
Well, yeah. What am I going to do? Not repost? That's completely rude.
They tag me.
You look good. Yeah. Especially if you look good in the pic.
Yeah.
You know, either way, I just want everyone to know what's going on. But it was really fun. You know, we had to take a lot of photos to commemorate that.
And we missed you, Aileen.
Thanks, guys. I had fun taking my water shot on FaceTime. I really appreciate the phone call.
Oh, yeah. We had a drunken FaceTime from us, not Aileen, on the boat, which was great.
Yeah, boat day is the best day.
I do love a good boat day. And as I predicted, it was the best day. Did you think it was the best day, Sammy, or did you prefer another day?
No, I definitely preferred the boat day, especially to the day when we found out our flights were canceled. It was better than that day.
That day started off lovely, and then
it got weird.
Yeah,
it got weird real quick.
Wait, I want to hear how it got weird. But wait, first, Sammy, you wanted to share something that you were doing this morning before we get all into Jordana's bachelorette party.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I was reading the Real Housewives Reddit forum, as I do, and something stuck out to me that had not... This was a new... You know, sometimes you read stuff on there, you're like, I know. Reddit, you know. Get it, Reddit. Okay, so there was a rumor that people were spreading that Erica Jane allegedly was hooking up with Scooter Braun.
Just seems like such an odd choice for him.
It does. So allegedly. Then it led me an odd alleged choice for him. Then that led me to his wife's Instagram, because I remember back when Taylor Swift came out with the song Mad Woman, people were like, oh, that's about how his wife looks the other way on affairs, allegedly. and so
this is your theory. You're calling it now.
I didn't make the theory yet.
She didn't say theory.
Those are just theories I've read. So then I started looking at his wife. His wife has not posted since November 3rd.
Did she post a lot before November 3rd?
There was definitely a consistent posting cadence and whatever. So I'm wondering if maybe Erica Jane was allegedly the final straw, and maybe, because I feel like I've heard definitely rumors throughout the years about his alleged cheating. So,
I mean, it would really help her career.
Well, I have a Scooter Braun anecdote, which has always, no one really knows the person, right? But I do have a Scooter Braun anecdote.
Wait, I didn't make the prediction, though.
Oh, sorry. Go.
I think this could be the end for them. I think this maybe could be the end for them.
You predict an alleged divorce.
Maybe.
Allegedly coming soon.
Something is up. Everyone knows when the spouses stop posting each other, something's going on.
But it's not like she stopped posting him. She stopped posting at all. Right. So maybe she's like over social media. And like, I'm sure every time she posts, people yell at her about Scooter Braun, like stealing Taylor Swift's albums or whatever. Maybe. So I feel like that might be a part of why she probably doesn't post.
What's her, Instagram name?
Yael.
Maybe. But I do think it is interesting that I'm reading these, things on Reddit. And honestly, like, if you told me, if you made me guess like who Scooter Braun would allegedly hook up with, like Erica Jane would be one of my last guesses.
So that makes you believe it even more?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because it's just so weird. There was also the Erica Jane and Armie Hammer alleged rumors.
Yeah, but that wasn't happening. Only because they were neighbors, right?
You don't think it happened? I feel like, why wouldn't it have happened?
I don't know. I don't feel like that happened.
I'm feeling like, okay, she's just, after those years with Tom, who knows?
Okay. So can I tell you my Scooter Braun anecdote?
Yeah, tell the story. Yeah.
Is that, this was also 5 years ago. So I don't know. Things change, right? This isn't like this happened last week, but it was probably like 2015, 2014, 2016, somewhere in that range. They're all kind of a blur. Yeah. I was in Vegas with a couple of our friends, and it was like, we were like outside some, I don't remember exactly where we are, like outside some club or whatever. And Scooter Braun was there, and we actually wound up talking to him because we wanted to go to some after party, and we thought like that would help. And all he would talk about was like how his wife was at home, and he was showing us pictures of his baby on his phone, and he was talking about how great his wife was, and that he was saying he was not going to an after party because he was going home to his wife. And that was the only thing he was saying. No, she was not.
Oh, so he was going home to his wife, like, eventually.
No, like, he said he was not. This was, like, at the end of the night, he said he was not going to an after party. He was going to go home to his wife and showing us. All he was doing was showing us pictures of his baby.
His wife was in Vegas.
I don't know where his wife was at the moment. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But he said he was going home.
This is the end of the night, Sammy.
Yes. I don't know exactly. He didn't say, give us the address where his wife was staying.
No, but it's like, when you say I'm going home to my wife, it's like, you usually don't mean I'm going home like in 3 days to my wife. Like, you mean I'm going home now.
She's saying that he doesn't have a hookup to the after party.
Yeah, we were trying to go to the after party. Okay. And he was like, I'm not going to the after party. I'm going home to my wife, and here are pictures of my baby. She was like very excited about his baby and talking about how great his wife was. And that was like the entire interaction with him.
Interesting.
And we left thinking that he seemed like a very good husband and father. But however, I will also preface that was many years ago. And I don't know, people change, but the Scooter Braun that I saw like that night was doing like the perfect thing. Yeah, I mean, this was, people are multidimensional. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I'm telling you my Scooter Braun anecdote, which
it's not like people who
always
cheat.
Made me think of him as a nice guy.
Right. I mean, that's good. You've had firsthand experience. I mean, it's not like people who cheat with every single woman they meet. It's like, you know what I mean? It's not like they fuck up every time.
I don't know, but I'm saying there are kinds of guys who are just like sleazy and like constantly flirting or trying to like hook up with anyone they can.
Totally. Well, I am just talking about, like, you mean allegedly Mauricio. I'm just talking about these alleged rumors that I was reading on Reddit that I thought were surprising, because like I would not have paired those two for a rumor.
I definitely would not pair those two. I watched the Erica Jane documentary finally, or not, what would you call it?
It's a documentary.
The, like, is it a documentary?
Special? It's a special.
I can't believe they got Daniel Staub on that. Aileen, did you watch it?
I can believe they got her.
I watched it just when,
like,
it came
why
out.
Would they get her?
Yeah, I just don't
and
know,
they got Pam Dana.
Yeah, I feel like those people almost made it seem like less legit.
Pam Dana,
it's like,
might be the source of the Scooter Braun Erica Jane thing. Now that I'm actually so she's one of the sources. Another one of the sources was the blind item. Yeah, just saying, Dana Pam really up in there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought Daniel Stab made it seem like less legit. But they did have the connection of stripping together.
She was like, she's a bitch, I'm a bitch, we're all bitches.
Yeah, but it was really good. Like, it was pretty good. I thought, I think it's also interesting to watch Beverly Hills now and seeing the way that Erica Erica Drain. Erica Jane is kind of acting. And by acting, I mean like she's putting on such an act, right?
Yeah,
I'm
the
not
whole
saying
thing
that she knew, but the way that she's talking about the divorce is so calculated.
She has divorce voice. Do you notice that?
Like
when
she talks about it, she gives herself an accent.
Yeah, her whole voice changes. It's like she practiced it with an attorney.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep.
It's
yes.
Also, I just think it's so strange when no one, I mean, I guess they're on a reality show, but like, do you ever, you know, like that, for instance, like that girl where like your friends and then like, you find out about their like that their relationship isn't going well when they like break up and you're like, if we're friends, like, why did I think everything was great up until this moment that like everything mm-hmm. fell apart? Which I always think is like, it's not a real friend because you don't really know them.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
I think that's sort of my issue with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in general is that they're all like, none of them really are like vulnerable about their actual personal lives. Like in the way, you know, every New York housewife is like kind of a complete fucking mess. Like no Real Housewife of Beverly Hills is like, like my husband and I are like, Kyle Richards has never been like, my husband and I are fighting or
we're perfect.
Everything is perfect. My kids are perfect. My life is perfect. My finances are perfect. Like no one is ever real about like any of their shit in the way that they are on other shows. Yeah. So I feel like that's what's most annoying about Beverly Hills.
I think that's like kind of the broad critique of Beverly Hills, that the women self-produce and they choose to focus on like dumb issues like
Back each other up.
Yeah. And that's why that whole Fox Force 5, you know, the women who are in like the Fox Force 5 or whatever, who won't reveal each other's secrets.
Yeah.
Do you know
that includes Erica Jane and Teddy?
It includes Erica Jane, Teddy, Dorit, Kyle, and Rinna, like created this like group. You can see there's an Instagram of like they're
this group deciding to make bad TV.
I think it's more about protecting their reputations. it seems that they basically like, okay, we're gonna make drama out of like Sutton walking in on Crystal for 32 seconds, like. And also about like the dog that Dorit returns, like that's why they choose to focus on those sources of drama rather than like Dorit and PK's finances and Kyle and Mauricio's like, you know, questionable cheating in the past, and like that's why the show is not interesting, because they all promise to keep shit private. And that's why like the show is actually like really at its best when like Kim Richards was ready to talk about the husband.
Uh-huh. You don't
whose husband?
Lisa Rinna's.
Harry Hamlin?
Yeah.
What was she going to say?
Don't ever talk about my husband.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right. Remember
that? Rumors that he like.
That, I'm saying that was like the most interesting moment on Beverly Hills, and it was like 4 years ago. Like in New York, you remember like Luann and Tom?
Yeah.
Like that was like Luann's life falling apart like before everyone's eyes, and like they got into it. And that's a good, those women are like, They don't appear to be like the best, but they're much more real feeling.
That's definitely why Potomac is so good. They don't self-produce at all. New Jersey, they don't really self-produce like that, except maybe like Melissa Gorga.
I think Giselle self-produces a bit on Potomac, especially
with Jamal.
Like getting back with Jamal and all of that stuff.
But everyone else was talking shit about it, though. At least there was like
at least they're not protecting each other.
Right. Yeah. I think that is sort of the reality of Beverly Hills.
I just don't get why.
Because they only want the benefits of the show.
No, but I don't get why Andy Cohen isn't like, we're going to kick you off the show if you don't start like being more real with your
issues. Maybe because Kyle.
Like, it's bad TV. Kyle's like, if you don't bother me about this, I'll bring in my sister, Kathy Hilton.
And it worked, kind of.
Or if you don't bother me about this, I will provide the rental for Housewives All-Stars.
Yeah. It just aligns with the Beverly Hills like life
ethos,
you know, like
superficial,
very fake. I would love like what's her face, Chris Kardashian to join. Like that would be fun.
I wish they forced LVP back in, because she would probably talk like reveal some shit.
I think that's a great. I was thinking that they might. Remember, there's somebody said that there's going to be. Andy said that there's going to be another housewife coming back, in addition to what's her name, Dubrow. And
I thought that was
going to
be Tamra.
No, Tamra's not coming back full time.
Oh, I thought they said who it was. Didn't they release the cast?
Besides Heather, no, they haven't said. I don't think.
Maybe it's Bethany.
Is it Vicky?
No, it's not Bethany. I don't think it's definitely not Bethany. So
Bethany is
I'm like
done.
What if it's LVP? But I feel like Kyle would never allow that to happen.
I don't think LVP wants to come back. Like, I think there have been tweets where she was like over my dead body.
I feel like she would come back.
I think she wants to be begged to come back. She wants to feel like she's doing someone a favor to come back, but she would come back if it was positioned correctly.
She has 700 different spinoff shows. She needs it. She wants it. She loves the fame. She loves to stir drama. She would love to come back. I don't think Kyle would particularly like that. And I don't know what kind of strength Kyle has over them, but
Kyle definitely has a ton of influence.
LVP like invented Kyle, and then like Kyle like it was like the Katy Heron, and she like kicked. She like basically like got. She made LVP get hit by a bus. Like that was sort of what happened. Like it started off LVP had all the power, and then Kyle like got too cool, and then she like decided
Kyle
she wanted
too rich.
To be.
Kyle got so rich that she didn't need LVP anymore. A, but B, Kyle was. The show wasn't about LVP. The show was originally supposed to be about like Kyle, Kim, like her sisters. Like Kyle was the original main star. You know how like Vicky was the OG?
It was Kyle and Vanderpump were the first two. I actually think in the beginning it was Maloof. I actually don't think it was like that, where it was like surrounded about one person. Like I think they had groups. They had like the Maloof and Vanderpump center of town. Camille had her own thing, and then I also rewatched this all very recently, so it's very fresh.
Shame. I rewatched on your suggestion the first couple seasons.
Yeah, I don't think they had like a main character, but obviously Kyle's story was enhanced by her sister being there. Also, I think here's my other theory. I don't think LVP is as rich or ever was as rich as we were led to believe.
Definitely not. 100%.
And I also think going back, so many of Lisa Vanderpump's lines in her confessionals that like I thought were so funny and like great, and she was so like spunky, all of that was scripted, pre-planned. And then I think that worked in like the first early seasons, because she could be sort of this like whatever, the Greek chorus or whatever. And then it just stopped working like after a certain point, because she lost control, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think at first she like thought she was running everything, and then everyone sort of teamed up and they were like, we've got to like bring her down because she's like using us.
Yeah.
And then they turned the tables. It was very much like a
coup.
Yeah,
definitely a coup.
The crown is heavy, darling, so just leave it where it belongs.
Everyone can listen to more about Bravo. We're not on that podcast, but you can listen to Betcha at all.
We want to be.
We want to be. Yeah, I'm very passionate about Bravo.
Yeah, I feel, like I feel like I could additionally host a Bravo podcast.
Well, we were talking about this. Like, I feel like when you watch old seasons of any of like a reality show, your life that becomes your reality. Like,
yeah, in that moment,
you need someone, right? You need someone else to discuss it with you because it's like, oh, your reality happened 10 years
even
ago.
If it happened like 13 years ago. Sorry, right. Do you know what happened to Vicky in 2007? Can you believe it? Like, it is 2021.
2021. Yeah, no, it's good though.
Everyone go
right now.
It's
really weird.
What?
You know, it'd be weird when people our age start becoming housewives. I feel like they're still a little older than us, but like soon it'll be
Crystal is like 33.
What?
No. Aileen, we're not 33 yet.
No, but I'm saying
she's
we're not
33. Not 33. Doesn't she have like a like a teenager or something?
No.
No,
what's her last name?
How old is Crystal Kung Minkoff?
36.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I'm saying,
no, but that's,
we're not like
that's,
I said, we're still slightly younger than them.
Hold on. How old was Leah? She's 38. No. How old was what's her name when she came on? The one that was married to the baseball player on OC.
Oh, Megan King Edmonds.
Yes. Megan King Edmonds.
Well, this was also years ago. She's probably older now.
Exactly. Now she's 36. So when she was on,
she was probably
32.
Like younger than us.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Guys, so, they should just start a Real Housewives around our friends.
No.
Ashley, I wouldn't want to be.
Is 32.
No, I don't really want to be on this, but I do.
Right now, Ashley Darby's 32. Right now.
That's crazy. Oh yeah, she was like in her 20s.
So she was on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Candace Dillard is 34.
We're the same age as Ashley Darby, Aileen, not Jordana.
No, Candace is 30. No, Ashley Darby right now is 33. She just turned 33.
Okay, so none of us.
Okay, so
she's also born in 88, so 1 year older. Anyway, guys, should we talk about your Bachelorette? Because this has turned into a Bravo podcast.
I think it'll be, those are still like, those people are like noticeably young. It'll be weird when we're like the same age as them, like fully.
I never would do this, but I actually do think our friends would make an interesting Real Housewives show. But I would never go on it.
I don't think any of us would do it.
No, I don't think any of us would do it. But if we did, if we were the types to do it, it would actually be so good.
If you did it, what would be your tagline?
Oh my God, I don't know.
I want the people to assign us taglines.
I agree. I have no clue what my tagline is.
Send us in, email your taglines.
I'm trying
for
to
the
think,
three
hold
of
on.
Us. Or the Real Housewives taglines to podcast@betches.com.
Yes, Betches. Let us know what our taglines would be.
Email podcast@betches.com. Let us know what our taglines would be. And if they're good, we'll share them. And if they're mean, we will probably still share them.
I would be like, I love my two dogs, just not crazy about Betches. No, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It was like Elisa's.
Oh, not crazy about bitches.
Yeah,
bitches.
Yeah, like she had. Although I am crazy about Betches, so it doesn't really make sense. I'm crazy about dogs saying. And Betches.
Aileen would be like, I'm moving again.
Sammy's moving again.
Move over. I'm moving.
Yeah. I'm not moving by choice.
That's true. That's so funny. It could be a play like, on like the other ones, like. Like, I work too hard for this Long Island City zip code to go home now.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Base is thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so should we switch gears and talk about Tahoe? Like Housewives of Tahoe?
Yeah. If you guys want to hear any of the like logistical stuff, you should listen to the Betches Brides episode. It'll be out July 12th. And we talk about like all the like planning aspects of it and like sort of just like the stuff planning that might be relatable to other brides getting the married.
And nothing emotional, all facts.
All facts.
Yeah. Okay. So why did you end up choosing Tahoe? Like, where did you guys stay? Give some logistical background, context, info.
Okay. So we were originally we were thinking about this in the midst of COVID. We were going to do Montauk because it's driving. We weren't sure like who would be vaccinated. We wanted something like a little bit easier. And then it was like, I feel like it was like March and everyone was starting to get vaccinated. And there was a feeling like we would all be vaccinated by June, which we were. So we were like, let's do something a little more interesting, especially since we hadn't done a bachelorette in like a long time, or like really did like a girls traveling trip in a long time. So then we were going to do Austin, but we'd all kind of already been there. So I think it felt a little played out for us because everyone had already gone. And then Alexa suggested Lake Tahoe, where her cousins from San Francisco go to a lot of bachelorette parties. And she was like, they really love it. They think it's a lot of fun. And none of us had really, I mean, I've been in the winter skiing, but I've never been in the summer. And it seemed like just a cool place that no one had really been before. So we decided to try it there.
I was so happy we did not go to Austin. But I didn't tell you that at the time. I was like,
oh, I appreciate you waiting. I will tell you.
I'll reveal to you that I actually told Alexa, can you please recommend Tahoe to Jordana? Because I really don't want to go to Austin again.
It would have been a different kind of Austin trip.
We had such a great time. Tahoe is really beautiful. And I feel like it was amazing.
It was great. I would say nightlife there, not too crazy, which was fine. It's not like, I think I'm more into the day activities anyway, but we went to Garwoods, which is like, it's funny. Like that's the only thing that every single person when I said I was going to Tahoe, like DM me, was to go there. And it actually lived up to the hype. It was great. Great spot.
What is it?
It's basically like a beach, not beach. Like it's on the lake. It's a bar and restaurant. And there's a really amazing dock, amazing views of the lake. And it's like social, but like, it's not like a real like club or anything.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's kind of like a slightly more lit Louis.
Louis for Washington. Guys, is Tahoe going to be the new Lagos? When you all went to fucking Lagos and talked about it for like 10 years until I finally went to Lagos.
No, but I do think Tahoe is going to have like a moment in terms of bachelorettes.
It might. There was another group Roslyn grouping in our hometown. Yep. Also.
Shut up. No way.
On our flight.
Apparently.
Who also got canceled. Apparently.
Gave them our table. And Chelsea was like, that's our table. I'm Liza. I'm Liza.
Wait, that's wild. You literally cannot escape Roslyn. Like Roslyn, people from Roslyn are every fucking where you go.
Everyone thinks that about their hometown.
No. I have gone to like places that are absurd and I have seen someone from Roslyn there. And I'm like, why are you here? Also, why am I here?
Everyone on my Bachelorette was Roslyn plus Jay. Plus Jay.
Jay's an honorary Roslyn now at this point. Okay, so what were the highlights? What were the highlights? Can you tell me, like, scandalous thing Peek that happened pit? Or something funny? No, I want to know something funny. I want the funny shit, not like, oh, Tom is my rose. I want the funny shit.
What was, like, I think Chelsea kicking the girls out of the table was funny.
I think I was, like, a little too drunk to even know that was happening.
I mean, this isn't, like, funny. Some, like, old men bought us all shots. Oh, I did a shot
hilarious
at the boat.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, hysterical. I did a shot. Okay. Liza handed me a fucking water bottle of tequila and I could not keep it down. I vomited immediately.
Oh, that
after,
was so funny
the
on the boat.
Yeah.
We were doing like a shot and pass on the boat, and then like Sammy, it's your turn. And she took it and then she just threw up immediately over the boat.
Yeah, it was so disgusting. Yeah.
That Sammy's was kind of funny.
Sun and tequila are not your thing.
No sun.
Sammy had a frantic search for an apartment. That was kind of funny.
What do you mean? Like,
Sammy showed us no less than like 6 apartments that she was planning on moving into. All different.
She's like, oh, I've got the ones.
She's like, actually, we're moving to Long Island City. No, wait, we're moving to Brooklyn. Actually, we're moving to the Upper East Side. You were moving at one point. You were moving to every single neighborhood in the New York City tri-state area.
I was looking in like the West Village. It made no sense.
But you decided we could just get a box.
Now I decided we were moving to the Upper East Side, literally to the same exact block that I had my first apartment on.
Yeah, full circle,
branching out.
Congrats.
So our flights got canceled and it felt like they were like, they rebooked them like sporadically. Like no one.
They didn't even rebook everybody's.
I didn't get rebooked. So I had to buy my whole own new Delta flight.
They refunded you?
They refunded me for the flight that they didn't rebook me on. But I still had to pay. They refunded me like $200 because that's how much the flight back was for me. But it cost me $550 to book my Delta flight. So
you bought a round trip. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I called them and I called them last night and they were like, they'll email you if they're going to compensate you more. They have to like look into the reasons for the cancellation. I'm like, well, it wasn't the weather. And there were like, so it's clearly your fault. But I was like, if you want me to call back in 7 days and have the same conversation with you, like I could do that.
It's not
going to be the same person. So she's like, you should definitely do that because it's not going to be me answering the phone.
Airlines have all the power. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
there's only like 6 of them. Yeah, it's not like they're like a small mom and pop shop that needs the good reviews.
And like, you don't really want to fly that.
But little do they know, I have many podcasts with which to talk shit.
Yeah, but it's still like they still control the flights.
There's a monopoly on the air.
It's just a little ridiculous. But
okay, what other like funny things? I'm trying to think if there was anything with like the house. I hit my head on the door. You weren't there though.
the worst chef story did. Ever.
No.
Someone bought his shots. I hit my head on the door.
Sammy, are you not fun anymore? Like, what is this?
No, if you had seen me hit my head on the door, it would have been really funny because it was after the conversations about how the chef in Palm Springs hit their head on the door.
Oh yeah.
And I literally did the exact same thing. Like, but everyone was on a walk except for Alexa. So only Alexa saw it. She laughed a lot at the time. Okay.
That's really funny.
Oh, I took many walks.
Oh, that was Jordana steps in. What about when the chef was like, I'm never cooking Mexican
again. Oh, that was
again.
Great. The chef goes, she presents, she goes, right, she's about, like, she wants to tell us the dinner's ready. So she comes out and she's like, yeah. So you guys, just so you guys know, like, I'm never cooking Mexican ever again because it takes a lot of time and, like, you have to do a lot of stuff. But, like, here's your Mexican dinner.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was, like, how she presented it. I mean, it was great, but it was just, like, a weird way to present, like, it's like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
For you guys,
I hated making this whole thing, but here it is.
That's so funny. Like, that's also like a really funny character. Like, just for a chef who just like hates her job and like announces it to everyone.
She didn't seem to hate her job. She was just like
hates Mexican cuisine.
She was like, just because And then, oh, they brought charger plates and all this shit. And then like that turned into just a discussion of everyone getting married, debating if they needed charger plates or not.
Oh God.
You're like, what is this plate? It's useless. A charger plate is completely unnecessary, I've learned. But it does
Please
add to
don't
the
make
decor.
Me make the case for charger plates right now.
Yeah, me either.
The case is that because they prepare the food. Okay, they prepare the food in the back, right? And they need to plate it in the back. So if you walked to a place setting and it was just empty and you had a fork and knife and nothing in the middle, it would look really weird. The charger is really just there to designate the plate setting before they bring out
the food. I also think it's to for like a decor, like the table would look completely empty without a setting.
Yeah.
And you can't set an empty plate.
Okay, I'm having charger plates.
That said, they are stupid expensive and they should be included in the price of the venue.
Isn't there usually a plate on top of the charger plate even when you get there?
Yeah,
and they just take the plates away?
Sometimes, not always. At my wedding, there was a charger plate and then the menu was on top of it and then they put the food plate on top of the charger.
Right.
And I feel like that's at most weddings. Or some weddings, you're right, they do put the plate and then they take it away.
I can't wait to get married so I can never think about charger plates ever again.
Says the host of the Betches Brides podcast.
I mean, now that's the place where I can now vent about them. But yeah, I'm saying like I'd love to be in a phase of life where charger plates were not on my radar.
I feel you. Don't you know throw any more
weird? I'm like, I can't wait to have a home and to like buy some fucking chic ass charger plates.
Yeah, that's definitely what she's thinking. Yeah. I was like, thinking about like
charger plates will always be a part of my life.
Yeah, no, buying a home and like looking at like going to the store.
I'm
and
like
seeing
napkin
how cute,
rings, charger
how cute
plates.
They set up all of the plates. It's so cute, and you're like, ooh, I could get this runner, and then like meanwhile, like I've had a runner. I registered for a runner from like 2019, and it's been in my closet like. Since then unwrapped. It's just,
what is a runner? It just goes across the table.
Yeah, it's like if you don't like want to have a
it's like an incomplete tablecloth.
It's like a g-string bikini of tablecloths.
it shows off it's the table's bad.
Yes. It's like a Luke. Wait, but it's really funny. One of my friend bought us napkin rings for our wedding, and I was like,
it's so weird when you say my friend because I feel like I like
okay, my friend Marcy bought us napkin rings, and they're really nice napkin rings. And I was like, and Avi was like, but do we need napkin rings? When are we going to use napkin rings? I was like, we got to keep them. They're beautiful. We don't want to have to buy napkin rings in the future. Let's just keep these napkin rings. Meanwhile, have never even opened the boxes.
Do you have a non-disposable napkins, reusable napkins?
No, but one day I will.
You have nothing to ring. Put the paper napkins in there. Put a paper towel in there.
Guys, when we get our new apartment, you're all invited over for dinner, and there will be paper towels.
I want to see the napkin rings in the paper towels.
Okay,
I used to trivet the other day. I feel like I had really transformed into a full adult.
Trivets
are
useful.
I never knew that was
so you don't damage
that
your table.
Was called a trivet. I didn't know that. I thought it's called like a heating pad. No, I don't know what it was called, actually. The circle thing that you put underneath the pot. That's what I thought. But anyway.
The circle thing. Do you think that's how they market it on Zola?
Yeah.
I think it was a very chill, laid back. Like, even though maybe the individuals on the trip aren't each individually laid back necessarily, I think as a group, it was very...
Yeah.
Not only me. I'm not the only non-laid back one on the trip.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know, okay, what I found funny was the morning I woke up at like 8 a.m. and I go and see Diane and Jay's bed, and it's made as if like housekeeping made it, and they're both downstairs like on their legal calls. I'm like,
oh, it was so funny. Yeah. We walked into the house and the first thing like Jay and Diane are like, oh, we could set up a desk there. We could set up a desk there. Like there's so many places we could do our work.
Yeah. there was definitely like a working crowd for sure.
The crew.
Yeah.
You're making this sound really lame.
I'm sorry. We had a great time. We had the greatest time. Like
it looks really fun. The water looked really pretty.
The water was incredible. It's so funny. Everyone was like, the water's so cold. You're not going to want to be in the water. The water is extremely cold. It's like, is that a West? Do West Coast people expect warmer water? Because I'm like, this was the exact same temperature as the Atlantic. And like, I've been in it before. It's not that cold.
Like in Florida?
Yeah.
You don't want to go in the Atlantic right now.
Even in like the Hamptons or something.
Like you could be in the water. We were in the water for like minutes and not.
Like the Atlantic in like July or August is like cold, but not like
it's very cold right now.
Yeah, but people go in it.
Surfers.
You probably don't go in because you're like afraid of sharks or something.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, now it's time to play the At Betches game of the week. We love a good game. This one's called the Bachelorette Awards in honor of Jordana's bachelorette party. You're going to hand out awards for the bachelorette weekend, both for moments that took place and people that were in attendance. Okay. So it's like superlatives, I guess, like the Dundies. Whitest. Oh my God, wait, the first one is Whitest Shoes Award. Okay, so here's the first one. The Whitest Shoes Award goes to who? So basically, who came to the weekend with a full wardrobe and fresh outfits? I guess you, right? I'm assuming.
Me? I get. Okay. Oh, it's more who came there with him or who left with them? Because that was not me, as you know. I'm not like a person. I had so many. Sammy and I shared some like pasta with some colorful sauce on Friday night. And that was like, it was funny. I was like, I came home and I was like unpacking my shit. And I'm like putting all my white stuff in the laundry. I'm like, oh my God, where is there so much sauce on this? It was not me.
Pasta in your all-white pasta.
I ate all, Sammy and I shared a seafood pasta and I like did not really give you any of it.
I was really okay though. I actually think I talked about this on DST.
You did. I heard about the seafood pasta already.
Well, I had it and apparently it was all over my clothes. I don't remember that happening.
It's really funny.
It was good.
Okay, next one. The back in college award. Who is the person that showed up to the bachelorette party and it was like they were back to their old college days?
I don't know.
Who was lit?
I think everyone was like lit. Appropriately lit.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, no one overdid it. Okay.
No one overdid it.
Okay, the I can't believe I just did that award for the thing Jordana and or the group did that was not something they usually do, but instead said, fuck it, this is a bachelorette party.
I would say Sammy gets that award for taking that tequila shot and then throwing and then up out of a water bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so gross. I can still kind of feel it, you know?
Okay, so taking shots out of a water bottle. I definitely used to do that.
Yeah.
You drink like fucking Bacardi out of a water bottle. Okay, the next one. The Life of a Party Award. This award is for the person that wouldn't let anyone not have a good time.
I would say Liza is a very big, like, you must drink now person. So,
yeah. She's the one who handed me the shot.
Yes.
Yeah. She's like, you have to do it. But what was funny is that she, like, was, the night when we had the chef. She was like encouraging everyone to stay awake. And then she was like the second one to go to bed.
Yeah. She wants to like go hard for sure.
Until she's out.
Yeah. Okay. The most photogenic moment award. Which moment or event did you all take the most pictures of? I can tell you.
Which one? The boat.
It was anybody on that pad.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The water.
Yeah.
The floaty.
The lily pad was the most photogenic moment award.
Yeah, definitely.
What about the lighting at Garwood's? You would not stop talking about how great the lighting was.
The lighting was really good.
She was like, this is the best lighting ever.
It was great lighting.
Okay, next one. The Sparkler in a Vodka Bottle Award, aka the Splurge of the Weekend. What one thing would you say you spent the most ridiculous amount of money on?
I would say, for me personally, it was my Delta flight. When I had to rebook.
Okay, Sammy, what do you say?
For me, it was the $200 I lost in the casino.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys gambled.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it was so funny. I forgot about this, where Sammy is like, so some people were going to like the fire pit and some people were going to gamble. And we had like, we're still finishing dinner, like me and Ariel. And Sammy comes up to us. She's like, you don't want to go to the fire pit. Like that fire pit is just like this fire pit. Like it's nothing special. I'm going to gamble. I'm like, I don't think we were expecting anything like that crazy from the fire pit.
Well, but you were like, okay,
you were like on like a campaign to get people away from the fire pit.
Because Alexa was like, okay. Because there was the fire pit right outside the restaurant. And then Alexa was like, no, we have to go to the other fire pit. It's way better. It's so much better. This other fire pit. And we get there and it's the exact same. And I'm like,
you went to go like tell everyone to like not go to the fire
Turn
pit
around.
But then we didn't.
This fire pit is boring.
And then we found Sammy, Liz, and Diane at the casino, and I remember being like, Sammy, are you sure you want to do this? Like I was scared for Sammy to gamble. I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, it's fine, I know how much I'm spending. If I lose it, I lose it. And then you lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, blackjack, exactly. I never win.
I lost all my money almost, and then in my last hand I won it back. So then I built it all the way back up to be like even. And then I lost it all again.
Yeah, you got to know when to go back. Okay. The moment you'd go back to award, which moment or event would you like to relive the most?
I think it was all really fun. I obviously really like a boat, as you know. And just even they were all like good in their own like slightly different way. I don't even know if there's one that like really stands out. Do you have one? Disco Pogo?
I feel like it was. Right. I mean, that was the boat. I think it was probably the boat. Like that, the boat was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back on a boat.
Yeah. I'd go back to the boat. Or maybe just sitting at Garwood's. Dinner at Garwood's was really, really fun. I had a great time sitting at a round table talking.
Nothing like a round table.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the last. This is the last one. The We Can't Afford This Award. So bachelorette parties are often expensive. And what is one thing that you guys witnessed in Tahoe that you made you say, holy shit, this place is really expensive?
Oh, like the fact that it's very hard to get a card anywhere. And like if we, well, we ended up using a free like taxi service for some of it because they will take you like within where we were staying, Incline Village, this thing called the TART Connect, in case anyone the TART. But if you wanted to take like the Sprinter somewhere, that was really expensive.
That was like hundreds of dollars.
No Uber.
Okay. Yeah.
It took too long.
Uber. Yeah.
Hard to find an Uber. The actual, here's the actual most expensive award. I took several walks, as you know, even from the Hyatt, I took walks and I was like Googling, I was Zillowing the houses that I saw on the street, like around the lake. And every house was like $50 million, like $30 million to $50 million. Apparently, it's like the actual most expensive area that you can buy a home
by square footage.
States, by square footage.
According to funny, our Sprinter driver.
I Googled the ones across the street from the lake and the ones like literally on the lake. And the ones across were like $5 million, $3 million, $6 million. And the ones on the lake, it was like $20 to $50 million, which were
crazy.
They call
it Billionaire's Row, according to the Sprinter driver.
I need to Zillow these. Oh my
They're
God,
beautiful.
That's what I'm going to do after.
I mean, that, yeah, it's really, this I guess weekend. You're paying for the view.
And it's like really pretty water. Yeah. So, well, it sounds really fun. I had major FOMO, but I'm sure we'll party again soon. At your wedding, we'll party. I'll be there.
Yeah, that's going to be a 3-day second bachelorette party, but with men and other guests.
And I can drink. Okay, guys, thanks again for listening to the At Betches podcast. We hope you had a good time listening to us talk about Bravo, our true passion, and Jordana's trip. And don't forget, new episodes come out every Thursday. And we're back, if you haven't noticed, that the three of us are back for this season. And be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify.
And be sure to subscribe to the brand new You Up With Benefits and DSD Back for Seconds on either Apple or Spotify.
And in the meantime, follow all of us on Instagram. I'm at Sammy.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Aileen. Talk to you next week on At Betches Podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.